Radio Moment. This week, 72 years ago, this tune made its debut on the BBC.
Of all our great writers, none was more conscious, nor wrote more eloquently of our national tradition, valour and responsibilities than Rudyard Kipling.
Lily Bolero, which became the theme to a programme called Into Battle this week in 1942. That was an anthology of stirring historical readings.
Into Battle.
The tune was then borrowed by the BBC Chinese service, and then in 1943 by the General Overseas Service.
This is the General Overseas Service of the BBC.
It lives on to this day as an ident of the BBC World Service, the more contemporary version recorded in 1970. BBC studio manager David Cox.
Well, I think it was recorded in the basement of Broadcasting House. My father, who was a music producer then, he was producing a session of the BBC Concert Orchestra, who were making theme tunes for the Japanese service at the BBC World Service. It just so happened that there was half an hour or so spare at the end of the session, and my father presented them all with their parts from a score, which he'd written out in longhand, and said to them, right, here, guys, would you mind playing this? And he conducted them, and the very first take, which the BBC Concert Orchestra made of my father's arrangement of Lily Bolero, is the one you hear today on the World Service.
Happy birthday, Lily. It's 4 years now since we lost the musician whose work appeared almost unwittingly on radio stations for a generation. He was Alan Fawkes, half of Alpha Sound, whose jingles graced just about every station on air in the 80s.
In the West Midlands, Beacon Radio, Metro FM.
Right, okay, fellas, it's a 12-bar in F. It's about there. Two-bar intro into it. 1, 2, 2, 2, 3, 4.
The work of Alan Fawkes. St. George's Day, 1985.
I'm Diane Kemp. I'm very pleased to be with you. And I hope you'll keep listening between now and 9 o'clock this morning to the champagne breakfast show I've got today. When you're as excited as we all are at Radio Shropshire, you feel just a...
The launch of BBC Shropshire, live in 85, as they said. It later lost its 819 medium wave frequency to commercial station Sunshine. 10 years ago this week, and a new voice to Capital Breakfast.
Now, though, Beyoncé, Sweet Dreams, on your Capital.
Johnny and Lisa.
The Capital Breakfast Show. Johnny Vaughan. The first proper BBC soap opera was Mrs. Dale's Diary. It centred around Jim, who was the doctor, and his wife Mary. Mary's husband was said to be the first gay character depicted in drama sympathetically. That soap ended this week in 1969.
Mrs. Dale's Diary, a recording of the daily happenings in the life of a doctor's wife.
I've been very lazy over the weekend and haven't made a single entry in my diary since Friday. So now I'll have to try and cover 4 days at once. On Saturday, Sally called in on her way to the shop to pick up Mother. She'd had a letter from Trevor that morning, written at the end of his first day in the
Mrs. Dale's Diary. Also at its end this week in 95, Steve Wright's spell on Radio 1 Breakfast.
And good morning, good Richard. Morning. Chancellor Cole's in London today for talks with John Major. 7:22. Wipe the sleep from your eyes. Or is it sleep?
Steve Wright, who lasted 15 months on the Radio 1 Breakfast show, making way for this ginger newcomer.
Now, people have been asking me over the last couple of weeks, have I been practicing for this job for the last 2 weeks? Well, I say no. I've been practicing for this job for the last 20 years. That's what I say. Yes, it's my show. I'm here now. It's BBC Radio 1, and we're on the air.
Chris Evans and the first Radio 1 Breakfast this week 19 years ago. Her Majesty the Queen has two birthdays, so for the good old stations which honoured those occasions with the national anthem, they used to be playing it every 2 minutes, really. That was all modified, though, a little this week in 1998 on the Queen's proper birthday. Radio 4 decided to play the anthem just once, not twice. It was a slippery slope, wasn't it? From the Queen to Alan Freeman. And this week, 14 years ago, he hosted his last show on Radio 2.
And don't forget to join Dale Winton for the normal Pick of the Pops tomorrow at 2 o'clock on Radio 2. Ta-ra. On 88 to 91 FM Radio 2 from the BBC.
The voice of Alan Freeman. Another final broadcast this week in 85. Farewell to Gwent Broadcasting.
Life can be serious, life can be a lot of fun. At Gwent Broadcasting, we'll be reflecting both those moods. And the fun starts here with a special competition. First prize.
The early days of GB Radio from Gwent, which ended the last day in its life with the Beatles this week 29 years ago. GB Radio was subsumed into Red Dragon Radio, then Capital. Finally, it's 6 years since a farewell to Humphrey Lyttelton, a musician and from 1972, the host of Radio 4's I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue.
However, words are constantly changing their meaning, so I'd like the teams to share any new definitions they may have spotted recently. And Graham, you can start.
Farewell, Humph. So, with Pete Murray voted BBC Radio Personality of the Year this week, 38 years ago.
And that brings Open House to a close for this morning.
The UK theme aired for the last time on Radio 4 8 years ago. And the famous Dutch pirate Radio Veronica starting 54 years ago.
Come on, sail away with Veronica today.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
Radio Moments.